So you talked about things you'd read, thought you understood, but they were not your experience. What I've experienced is living in what we call the world, and then having these other possibilities. Yes, they seem possibilities, probabilities, but they are not reality. And then at some stage, if you keep staying with that, you absorb it, you keep reading about it or hearing about it or thinking about it or watching videos, and one day there's a switch like you had. You had this switch and suddenly everything's different. If your mind says, oh, this is temporary, or this isn't real, or you go back because you are making a path to go back, instead of saying, oh, this is happening. This is happening. Nothing to do with the future. This is happening. I am having this experience. And it doesn't matter whether it's real or not. It feels as real now as the other one felt then. And then one day a switch happens and what you were calling unreal becomes more real than what you were calling real. And suddenly the real doesn't seem very real anymore. What you were calling the unreal now seems real. And then this is what happens. When you start to accept that there's another state of being that is more expanded, very different from what you thought life was about, you have a new standard of living, and that is this indescribable state that you can't really see. And you can say life trends and movement and energy and this. And in this state, you become curious about your body and your emotions and your mind. You become curious. You say, oh, look what the body's going through. Look what the mind's thinking. Oh, it's thinking this or it's thinking that. Oh, it just heard something and reacted. It just heard something and responded. It just ate something and something happened. And it's like you're watching the body and the emotions and the mind from outside. The new state is more real than the old state. And the old state still has a reality, but it's not the only one. And in the new state, it includes the old one, whereas the old state did not include the new one. And then slowly, the new state matures, develops, expands, and goes on changing. As far as I can see, it goes on changing. It's nothing is fixed. And then there's always a type of curiosity, but not a curiosity that you have to know, but a sort of fascination, like a child, like you said, when you become as a little child. Oh, I wonder what that... Oh, I wonder where that came from. Oh, fancy me thinking that. But you don't take anything seriously anymore because you know it's going to change. It's going to change. In the new state, you know nothing is fixed except the unfixedness. That everything is change and everything is movement. Whereas in the old way, the old way of living, we were trying to fix things all the time. We were trying to fix our job. We were trying to fix our relationship, where we live. We were trying to fix things all the time so they don't change. We didn't want it to change. And that isn't life. That's all in the mind. In this new state, you know everything is changing, all changing, always changing. And change has to do with perspective. What that means is we live in such a little time. So let's say 100 years. And let's say 1,000 years. But existence, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's not even a flick of an eyelid. But we live in these restricted ideas. But as you start to let these ideas go, and which is safety and security and predictability, as you start to see that these are fantasies that we've made up, the same as God. It isn't that humans are made in the form of God. God is, we've projected the idea of God. We project the idea of everything from a very small part of our intelligence. And when you start to see that, oh, that's an idea, that's just an idea, and the restriction of it, then you don't know anymore. And it is like a little child. Everything's quite fascinating. It would be like your beloved has gone off to be with somebody else. Oh, they've gone off to be with somebody else. Oh, they've come back. Oh, they want to sleep with me. Oh, they don't want to sleep. Oh, 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 that's the way it is. Oh, so that's what's happening. So, and you wouldn't dare interfere. You wouldn't dare interfere, because interfering is like, let's say you have a container of smoke, and you put your hand in the smoke, and every time you move it, everything moves. Every time you do something, you affect everything. And you don't affect it because it's so perfect as it is. And you know, every time you want something, or you're going to do something, you're going to upset the whole thing. Because the whole thing is perfect as it is. It's in harmony, it's dancing, it's playing, it's enjoying itself. And you say, no, no, I want that, I don't want that. Everything gets shifted around. But you've done the shifting by saying no to what is. And then from this state you say, oh, oh, so that's what wants to happen. And then there's this dance, this harmony, this delight. Like when you see these videos of the baby laughing. It's like, that's right, that's right. That's the way it is. Everything is a delight. And then it's somewhere you make a decision, somewhere. Am I going to move back to the old? Where I think I know, where I think I'm safe, where I think I'm predictable, where I think I'm secure, and you're not. But are you going to go back to that old state? Or are you going to stay in the state of not knowing? Just not knowing anything, which is our actual state, because we don't know anything. That is the state we're in. The idea of safety and security is an illusion. It has nothing to do with reality. So it's a decision. Am I going to try and go back to the familiar, the old, or am I going to stay not knowing?
What was that turmoil when he said, oh, I could see I'm really all creating that myself. The disturbance of that is because we're saying no to what is.
Yes and no. You see, what the mind's trying to do now is divide it and say, so this is this and that's that, and nothing is this and that. So when you say, so all the turmoil, the discomfort, is what you've created with the mind, one level yes, another level no. You see, take jealousy, which is the easiest one, is when you become jealous, on one level, it's a natural feeling. On one level, on the instinctive level, on the basic survival level, it's a natural feeling. I have to protect this. And it's all to do with reproduction. And jealousy is the whole cocktail of every unpleasant feeling there is. It's insecurity, unworthiness, going to be left alone, not good enough, and so on. All these things there. And that's quite natural. what isn't natural, what we do with it, we fight it and we say, no, I do not want this. I want what I want, which means I either want my partner to come back so I don't feel jealous, or I want these feelings to go away. And that's where we get stuck, not with the feelings, but with wanting it to go away and not saying, yes, this is what is going on in me. Because it's chemical. It's electrical. It is going on in the system. And if you identify with it in any way, which means reinforcing it, trying to think your way out of it, trying to suppress it, you'll be stuck in it. If you say, yes, this is what's happening, this is what's going on, yes.
And it's with each feeling.
Everything.
With every
moment.
We are always trained, and wherever I look, I mean, I never see anybody allowing the feeling that's there. Just at all.
Except in Diane. You see, you've got an example now. Yeah. You've got an example of somebody that says, oh, so that's what's happening. So you have got an example. You see, you have no excuse now. It's not impossible. And she wasn't born of a virgin mother or whatever. So it's possible for anyone. We all, and it is more difficult for some people than others. Some people are more contracted and some people are more open. And it's available for all of us if we will let it. There's nothing we can do to make it happen. We let it happen and it will happen.
It's still what Sanjana said, yes, it's available for everybody, but it's interesting that nobody ever has even indicated when you grow up that this is what you do. But we've always been trained, if you feel pain or sadness, you do something, watch a movie or eat chocolate or you talk. It's all about how can we make it go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody ever said, oh, so you're feeling sad. Well, why don't you just feel sad for a moment?
That's in the West, but in the East.
In the East they do.
It's different. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't worked there either.
Maybe they're not doing it.
The East they do it.
Oh, totally different, yeah. And the same with many, many cultures. They celebrate death, where we make it the most horrific thing. Everybody dresses in black and everybody's sad and play terrible, terrible sad music. Where many cultures celebrate death. It's a wonderful thing. So we've got some very restrictive things here that have all come down through religion. Control, very effectively. So just to say again, whether you realize it or not, it is a choice where we live. On some level, we choose how to live. And when we're still investing in control, wanting to be safe, secure, predictable, we want things to be the way we want them to be, and we don't want them to be the way we don't want to be, we're stuck on the other side. We're sticking ourselves on the other side. When you're ready to let all of that go and say, as Jesus said, thy will be done, but it isn't a God in heaven, you do it. It is existence. I'm not going to get in the way. And it's not that there is an existence. It's just you're not going to interfere. You're going to let life live itself. And then you live on that side. You live in that way. And that way includes the old, but the old is not capable of registering the other side. So you're asking, how do you know when not to take action? You do know. And the way you know is you feel it. And one is contracted and the other is expanded.
But what if I, in my existence, need that experience of contraction? Is that impossible?
No, and most people are having that over and over. As the Hindus say, for 80,000 lives.
The loop.
Yeah, you're in the loop until you're ready to say, I'm coming out of that addiction. I'm not going to feed that addiction. I'm going to stay here and feel what I'm feeling rather than escape. Because when you say going to punch somebody's nose, that means if I punch their nose, I shall feel better. And I don't want to feel bad, so I'm going to escape some way. Instead of saying, I'm going to sit here and feel what I'm feeling rather than escape through some contracted action.